Beautiful day here in the greater Port Huron area. Lots of sunshine. Going to be in the low 80s today. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Last week, we were talking about the finish of the Port Huron to Mackinac race. By this time this year, we ordinarily would have been to Mackinac Island once, maybe twice, doing the show from the Grand Hotel, which is absolutely one of my very favorite places in the state of Michigan. And that's why we're very pleased this morning to talk with the Executive Vice President and Managing Director of the Grand Hotel, Ken Hayward. Ken, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. This has been anything but an ordinary year. What's it been like there on the island? What's it been like at the Grand?
Well, that is true. That's a good way to say it. It's not been ordinary. And one of the things that's not ordinary is we didn't have you up here broadcasting during the race. And so,
sure missed that.
Yeah, what I can say is that, you know, we were able to open and operate as of June 21st. All of our facilities, amenities are available to guests. And it's, you know, it's just a little bit, different. That's all. Guests wearing masks, certainly a lot of protocols in place. But as you said, it's just not quite the ordinary. It's a different year. Well, we're doing all the things we can do to protect our staff, the community of Mackinac Island, and our guests, while at the same time providing, you know, that memorable experience that people talk about, take home with them, and take the memories home. So it's just a little different this year, but we're glad to be open and hosting guests.
Yeah, well, I'm glad of that as well. When I think of the Grand Hotel, Ken, I think about the way that it looks, the way that it smells. You know, it's that smell of lilac on Mackinac Island, the sound of the horses' footsteps approaching. And frankly, Ken, you've been there for 35 years. I mean, you've made a career at the Grand Hotel. Did you ever imagine when you started there that 35 years later you'd still be there?
No. You know, I didn't. And it's just a tribute to this place. And when it gets a part of you, like it does for so many of our guests and so many of our other staff members that have been here a long time. We have, while, you know, I'm very proud of 35 years, you know, we have a lot of people who've been here 20, 25, you know, that have dedicated themselves to this place and doing what we do. And I never thought I'd see anything like this. I never imagined in a million years, and I don't think probably anybody did, you know, what we're contending with right now. So we've opened every year. This is the hotel's 134th season. So my 35 pales by comparison. We've always found a way to open during wars time, during actually we've been asked a few times about the 1918 pandemic.
And, yeah.
You know, did the hotel open during that? And it did. And that was back in a day when, you know, the season only lasted from about 4th of July or just before to Labor Day. And I guess the timing of how everything went was more during the fall of 17 and the winter time. So we did open. Probably it looked different like it does this year. But, you know, we're just appreciative. You didn't realize until we opened on June 21st, the last piece of the puzzle, the thing that we do this for is for guests. Mm-hmm. And when we had guests arrive, and we're feeling, you know, a little strange wearing masks and having furniture separated in the parlor into socially distanced pods, and our dining room has less tables and is way spread out, and the rocking chairs are spread out, you know, it felt a little off, and everybody said, you know, we're just so glad that you found a way to open, that you're doing the right things. We feel totally comfortable here, and thank you for doing this. And if it takes wearing a mask to be here, we're fine. And when you get feedback like that, that really puts a lot of wind in your sail.
It is such a special place and such a massive place. I mean, grand is the right word for this hotel because it is just so big.
Well, you know, it we call it the world's largest summer hotel, and I think we probably put enough qualifiers in there that it's still true. We have the longest porch, you know, that 660-foot veranda that we have running the length of the building, you know, and it's sitting up on the bluff. And that's what I would just tell people. If you're thinking about about doing something, getting away a little bit. Most of our guests that are coming are within drive distance. We're capacities that, we've never seen before, at least in my career. We have plenty of rooms. There's plenty of room to spread out, and we're just trying to do all the right things. And but it's still that wonderful building. We're still doing afternoon tea. We're still doing the dancing in the terrace room at night. We're still, you can still go up to the cupola bar. And again, that front porch and looking out over the water. It's a little cool up here actually this morning for the first time. And it just feels like Mackinac weather. And it is, I know people have tough decisions to make and about what they do and how they do things nowadays. And we respect that. And, we're just here for them if they decide to take a little getaway.
Yeah, what a great place to do that as well. Ken, I want to ask you, of all the places in the Grand Hotel, do you have a favorite spot, whether it's a favorite view, bar, seat? Sure. What's your favorite place in that entire building?
Sure. A couple, obviously the front porch. We'll tick off the obvious ones first. That view from the front porch and just that's special. Up in the cupola bar, which is the very, very top of the hotel.
Yep.
Speaking of 35 years, when I started here, that was just an open-air cupola. That didn't get closed in and made a bar until the 100th anniversary.
Oh, no kidding.
1987. So my first couple of years it was open. But it's just, you can look from Fort Mackinac and Fort Holmes all the way, to the bridge in St. Ignace from up there. It's pretty spectacular. And then, the other thing is with outdoor dining right now, it's been one of my favorites forever, but sitting out on the patio on a nice night at the Jockey Club across the street, and you can still see the water in the distance and the bridge and during sunset, those would be my top three.
It is a special place, and like I said, one of my very favorite places in all of Michigan, and we're glad to know that you're there and you're open and that you're receiving guests and doing it all the right way. This would be a great year to, because we all need a getaway right now. We all need a little bit of a break, don't we?
Yeah, it sure feels that way, Paul. And, I get, again, I said it, but, people have their own decisions to make, and I can just, the ferry boats are doing the right thing. Scheffler's is doing a great job. They're fogging the boat in between trips. We're wearing masks. We're keeping the distancing. We're trying to do all the right things. But when it comes right down to it, I think people are looking for a little slice of normality. And, you can go down to the pool. You can go ride, do those outdoor activities here. You can go ride bikes. You can go for a hike and go for a walk and up into the middle of the island or see the cottages and just all those traditional things. You can go play bocce ball, croquet down in the tea garden. It all looks a little bit different, how you do things, and the way we clean things once a bike was returned or, you have to check out the lawn games. But at the same time, you can still do them all. So, and again, the guest feedback's what's been motivating us because they're happy we're here. They're happy that they have a place to come and a little slice of normality, even though it's a little bit different. A little getaway, a little disconnect from hopefully Zoom meetings and Microsoft Teams meetings and a chance to just relax and get back to doing what people have been doing here for, over a century.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing in the world like it. Ken, great talking to you as always. We really appreciate it. Best of luck up there the rest of this season.
Thank you.
I hope we see you next year.
Yeah, that'd be great. And it was great that the Port Huron to Mackinac race at Wall, again, different, hung in there. They ran the race. Saw a few of the folks that stayed at the hotel. Not as many as normal and obviously not the events, but again, a little slice of normality, seeing some of our friends from Bayview and Tim does a great job there and they got a lot going on, but some of the committee, race committee and that were with us, it was just great to see everybody and we're appreciative for everything we get this year, everybody who comes and sees us, we're thankful for. So it was great to see them, and we'll see you next year for sure.
Absolutely. Ken, take care. Thanks so much.
Take care, Paul.